And with us right now, every Thursday, he's here with us at about 8:40. And his name is Bill O'Reilly. He's got one of the most successful websites, news websites out there. One of the most successful. It's wildly successful. And you can buy his new book there, which I just got a copy of yesterday, Killing Crazy Horse. They're always eminently readable. I look forward to reading this one, Killing Crazy Horse. Buy it at BillO'Reilly.com. But let's bring Mr. O'Reilly in right now. Good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
We could be a lot worse. Always doing well when we have you on, Bill O'Reilly. So, look, we talked about your column the other day, which was putting your money where your knee is. It was fantastic. But let's move on. I watched your no-spin news the other night, and Joe Biden's been out. And you were analyzing his screw-ups, his gaffes, and it got no better this week. It was terrible. I mean, confusing Iran with Iraq, and he didn't know where he was going the next day, things like that. And yet, he's the Democratic presidential nominee. How can that be?
Because the Democrats and anybody else except socialists. And they knew that wasn't going to work. So Mr. Biden got the nomination by default. I thought he was going to do the limbo when he was listening to that Spanish song. I thought they were going to bring out a little bar. That's what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't, thank God.
It was funny.
Because of me and my analysis, which I understand has gone viral, I'm not sure what that is, but I think it's that lots of people watch it on the net.
Yes.
The Biden campaign has now, in a panic move, just in the last few hours, agreed to a town hall this evening on CNN. Did you guys know that?
No. I did know that, yes, he's going to do it. I heard it this morning myself.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it yesterday.
They slapped this thing together because I said, can you imagine running for president and a network offers you 90 minutes of cupcake time because, you know, Stephanopoulos wouldn't grill Biden. And because ABC did offer Biden, had to, 90 minutes after they put Trump on earlier this week. And the Biden campaign told ABC, well, we're too busy. And I went, too busy? What is he, taking a shower?
Yeah.
Watering the plants?
You're running for president.
He didn't come out of the house.
Come on.
What is he doing? What are they playing? Mahjong in there? All right? But just think about it. You're running for president. A network gives you 90 minutes free time, and you're too busy? Are you insane?
Yeah.
So I mocked him, and it went all over. And now the Biden campaign says, oh, well, we'll do CNN. So why did they pick CNN over ABC? ABC, as I said, would have been a soft venue. Stephanopoulos is a dedicated Democrat and liberal. He never would have gone after Biden. But in CNN, in this thing, it's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I started my career there. CNN picks the people who are going to be in there. The questions are going to be submitted to CNN in advance. And guess who's going to see those questions in advance?
Are you kidding?
No, they're not. Again?
Does the name Joe Biden ring a bell?
Another Donna Brazile moment?
This is what I believe. I can't prove it. But I'm watching now the how they're structuring it. And I know this world as well as anybody on the planet. So they're structuring it is that Anderson Cooper is going to sit with Joe Biden 6 feet apart.
They'll
be distant. Yeah, okay. And they'll have a little, they'll come out with a little tape measure and all that before. And then people selected by CNN will ask questions. But you know the questions are going to be vetted by CNN. They have to be. You can't have a guy coming in there on live TV throwing a hand grenade.
No way.
So they're going to know. So I think, and I'm almost positive, that the Biden people say, yeah, we'll do it, but you need to give us a heads up on what's coming. And remember, Donna Brazile did that to Hillary Clinton on CNN.
That's right.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, they can't do it in writing or anything like that because that'll leak out. But a little conversation before, you know.
Sure.
You know, you can expect this from Frieda over here. And there's Mel, he may ask, you know. So that's what I think is going to go down. And I think you're going to see how canned it is. It's going to be canned. And Anderson Cooper, I mean, come on. I mean, he's not going to go after Biden.
Not a chance.
Yeah, so that's on tonight. It's up against Thursday Night Football. And nobody's watching football anymore, you guys. I mean, football ratings are down unbelievable. But I think Biden will get less than, and Trump only got 3.8 million viewers. I think people know this is all canned stuff. They're only going to watch it if they feel there's going to be a confrontation. They will watch the debate coming up on the 29th.
Yeah, that they'll watch. But football, this lousy game. I mean, the Browns and Bengals are two bad teams. The Battle of Ohio tonight will still fare better than Trump and Biden, even as badly as they're doing.
Yes,
and your commentary this morning, which is on every morning on our show about 7:20, and it's always great, as well as your now evening one-hour show, 10 o'clock every night. You talked about that. You talked about LeBron James. You talked about Colin Kaepernick. You did call in Friday before your show debuted here Monday night before the Giant game. 20 Giant players ended up taking a knee. Steelers did some of the same nonsense. And you talked about, Bill, this morning, how eventually this is going to come back and bite these leagues in the ass. And the question really is that time coming sooner than later?
Yes. And the answer is yes. The title of my column that McGurk was so kind to mention and read is Put Your Money Where Your Knee Is. So what you have seen is 40 to 50% of sports fans are saying, I'm not going to watch because I'm offended by this politics on game day business. I don't want to see the helmet stuff. I don't want to see not coming out of the locker room, the kneeling. I thought the Steelers were all right in what they did. They held a banner. Steelers against racism. All right, good. I'm glad you're against racism.
Who's not?
They didn't kneel. They didn't disrespect. I think Tomlin is a smart guy. I think he engineered that, the coach of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin. But this is the apex of the salaries in all of these leagues. This is it. Because the revenue drop is going to be substantial, mainly because fans aren't going to buy the overpriced stuff. The hats, the shirts, the jackets, all of that. 50% don't buy them. That's a huge hit directly on the owners. So when the contracts come up, they can expect far less money on the field and on the court and on the diamond. And you know where else this is happening, you guys?
Hollywood.
Television news.
Yeah. Oh, news.
Television news salaries are cascading now.
Wow.
They're collapsing. And you just saw, you're going to see massive layoffs after the election in television news. I mean, that's why you have on local New York TV people named Tiffany who think Hicksville is a farm. They get them from, you know, Arkansas. Hey, Tiffany, right. You want to work at in New York in the number one market? Okay, yeah. I'll do it.
They call it Houston Street.
Tiffany gets here. She doesn't know Schenectady from Ramapo.
Albany.
I mean, you know, you see it. Yep. Let's go to Tiffany out in Seaford, Long Island, Tiffany. Where am I?
No, that's happening for sure. But listen, Bill, your message of the day at BillO'Reilly.com. It talks about, so far-left Americans are being racist by accusing Caucasians of fostering a culture that actively tries to hurt people of color. And essentially, that's what's happening. And I'll even go you one further. Black Lives Matter and those who aid and abet Black Lives Matter are inciting violence against the police. I mean, that's what you have today. They're being racist by accusing white people of being, trying to hurt people of color. And Black Lives Matter and those who aid and abet them, the NBA putting their logo, de Blasio putting their logo on Fifth Avenue, and they're urging people to really incite the violence to hurt cops.
You know, look, you saw how many police officers since May have put in retirement papers and quit outright. It's more than double than what happened last year. That's frightening because these are veteran officers, most of them, and they're going to be replaced if they're going to be replaced because the city's bankrupt. Did you hear that the city government's furloughing everybody for a week?
Yeah, even Bill, even de Blasio's furloughing himself.
Yeah, de Blasio's going. So I want them to furlough everybody for a year, not a week. All right? Just go. All right? And I would actually pay them half salary to go, to leave. All right, because that's how bad they are. But the column that I wrote today in the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com is basically, I don't want my children to be called a racist by organizations that are using racial hatred to prosper, to make money. I don't want that. My children aren't racists. They don't have white privilege. They have dad privilege. I'm dad.
Yeah.
All right? And their privilege is that I take care of them and I get them educated. So they have dad privilege. It has nothing to do with skin color. And I am really angry about using skin color to attack people, whether they're white or black. It's not tolerable to do that in our republic. So that's why I wrote that that message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. You know, it comes a point where all good people have to say enough. And I think we've reached that point now in this country and in this city.
I think Martin Luther King would agree with you on that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I admire him. And I admire a guy named Andrew Young, who was King's second and who's still alive and former ambassador to the United Nations. These guys really saw the big picture. Right now, we have a lot of hustlers. And, you know, it really disturbs me. I'm not going to get involved in the finger pointing. I'm going to tell you the facts, which is what I do for you guys every day at 11:45. We have 15 minutes on WABC and then from 10 to 11 at night. And I do want to mention, you guys were kind enough to plug my book, Killing Crazy Horse. It has sold close to 200,000 copies in 9 days.
Congratulations.
Nine days.
I'm really not surprised. Killing Crazy Horse, ladies and gentlemen. The Merciless Indian Wars in America. You can get it at BillO'Reilly.com. Watch the TV show. Read the articles. You won't be disappointed. Bill O'Reilly, you're always great. We thank you very much.
All right. I hope Tiffany's not offended. I apologize.
Brilliant performance again. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
See you guys.
We love you. The great Bill O'Reilly. And again, catch him again, like he said, 11:45 this morning and later on tonight here on WABC.